Okay. So, I guess this is my podcast, I suppose. Our topic is about cohabitation. So, what are your thoughts on cohabitation, dude?
Well, what is cohabitation?
It's when, like, you move in with your significant other before you get married. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Premarital sex is bad, so...
No, be serious.
Both my other sisters moved in with their boyfriends or fiancé before they were married. And, I mean, it worked out fine. I think, like, in this day and age, like, it's hard because, you know, marriage has become, like, kind of, like, I don't know. To me, it's become kind of cliche. So, like, it's like, one of the things you want to do, but, like, I think you have to live with someone before you know if you can live with someone. And, like, that comes along with being married, so I think it's, like, an important step to take before. Especially if, like, premarital sex isn't something you're trying to avoid. There's, like, no reason not to, because sometimes, like, your love can just grow that much stronger from being together, or it can, like, fall apart, I feel like.
Yeah, like, in the research I did for my assignment, a lot of, like, the articles are talking about how, in this day and age, like, as being, like, our generation is, like, becoming more and more, like, cohabitation is normal versus, like, our parents and stuff before this. Like, it was so bad to do that. But, like, a lot of the, like, reasoning behind why cohabitation is actually bad is, like, psychological. And there's, like, things that, like, can happen when you move in with someone that, like, can cause you to get married without actually wanting to be married because because of, like, the inertia effect, which is, like, it's just, like, it feels like, oh, we're already getting married, and, like, oh, it's been so many days of my life and stuff, but, like, you think that you have to get married, you know? What are your thoughts on that? Like, do you think that's, like, still, like...
I think,
like, knowing that, does that still not...
Yeah, like, mind? I feel like people get, like, stuck in it, but I don't think that's... I feel like it's an important thing you need to do before getting married.
Yeah, like, I definitely agree. Like, at the end of my assignment, like, I, like, came to the, like, conclusion that, like, pretty much, like, I think that getting married... Well, living before you get married is, like, something that's gonna happen no matter what, but, like...
Yeah, but...
You should look it up. Yeah, you should definitely, like, research before you get into it. Like, just know what, like, can happen, and, like, make sure, like, your partner and you are, like, on the same page about, like, where you want your relationship to go. Like, always check in with each other.
Yeah.
Because you don't want one of you to feel stuck.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would, like, never want it.
Because, like, it's harder to move out. It's harder to get out of the relationship having to move your life.
Yeah, moving out, yeah. So. It's like you've, like, invested. You almost feel like you've invested your entire life. Or not your entire life. But
how just take time. It's, like, convenience. Like, you may as well just stay with this person. And, like, you don't want to get stuck. So it should definitely be a healthy relationship first and foremost. But, like, if you feel like marriage will happen down the line, I think it's important to, like... move in with them to see, like, if you're compatible, like, living standard wise, like, how you guys live together. But if you don't think that, like, you're on the road to getting married,
mm-hmm.
or, like, being together for a good portion of your life, like, years, I don't know. I think that's fine. I think it's good. I think it's mostly out of convenience, so.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, I don't know, like, I just think that you should be on the same page as your partner, and that will solve a lot of, like, problems or whatever.
For sure.
I forgot to introduce you into my podcast. Oh, yeah.
I'm Sydney.
This is Sydney, my roommate.
Is that what we are? Wow. We've progressed so much. Ew.
She's a psychology major and an art major. So if that tells you any of her background.
Are you saying that that's, like, implying that I'm liberal? Or
no, I'm just saying, like...
That's me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being a part of my podcast.
Of course. I'll see you in, like, 3 weeks. When we talk again.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah. All right, well, cool, thanks.
Ben.
Hi.
I guess I introduced Sydney, so I guess I should introduce you to my podcast.
Okay.
This is Ben. My current boyfriend. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on cohabitation? And that means, like, living together, moving in with someone before, like, marriage.
Yeah, that seems like a really good idea.
Why?
Because it seems like you should know what you're getting yourself into before you say that you're going to commit your life to them.
Do you think that moving in together means you're committing your life to them, though?
No, I think marrying does. I think moving in together is a step towards that, and I think it's like a test. It's like you get to see what kind of relationship you guys have in, like, close quarters like that, where you, like, live together.
Yeah.
And if it's something that you want to commit yourself your entire life to, which is the idea of marriage. Because you don't want to just get into a marriage and be like, I don't like it, and get divorced.
Yeah. The research I did for my project said that a lot of people our age have been using cohabitation as, like, a stepping stone to marriage. But it's leading to a lot of divorces in the end. Why? What are your thoughts on that, though?
Why does it lead to divorces?
Because they don't communicate. They don't communicate, and they get stuck into this inertia effect, and where you feel like it's going too quick and you're in too deep, and also out of just convenience, you know? Sometimes it just becomes convenient to marry them, and then you guys resent each other.
Well, that doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
That's just people not openly communicating, though.
Yeah, that's what all the, like, research says, too. In the end of my project, they decided that it was fine. I mean, I think cohabitation is kind of, like, becoming something natural. Now that our, like,
really smart,
very progressive country that's not, like, ran by church ideals, a lot of people are...
Yeah.
Separating those things, you know.
It's just the idea that you gotta be honest with yourself and your partner.
Yep.
And if you're honest with them, then you guys can build a strong relationship and potentially transfer that into a marriage.
Yeah. Sydney is in here, actually, during my podcast. But she said that... She said that she thought marriage was cliche. I kind of agree with that. Do you think that's, like...
I think it's become by society something that's almost, like,
ew. You
know, because, like, there's...
It's like, I do want it eventually, but it's also, like, I don't know. Do you think it's cliche?
No.
I could see myself having a family before I was ready to get married, which sounds really dumb.
I wouldn't want kids or anything until I got married.
Same.
I do.
Same.
I wouldn't want that.
I'm not ready.
If I'm having a kid with someone, like, I'm committing. I am committing my entire body to them for the rest.
I'm committing the kid to them.
I'm committing my whole entire entity to them since we created something together.
Yeah, fuck that.
An entire ass life.
Definitely not for me.
Excuse the profanity, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know if that's going to get me counted off, but...
Are you doing the podcast still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I already said that you were in here, too. But, so...
No, I don't think marriage is cliche. I think marriage is a healthy development. Just people got to realize that the relationship changes, and at times will be more like of a partnership than a like lovey-dovey relationship, because you have to deal with everything together. And it's like working like a little like job, trying to run a house.
Yeah.
And like when you, and so you're basically just like working with your spouse and like.
Damn. I really hope that I be loving my spouse though all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that like no matter what, like nothing's gonna make me upset by them, because like I know they have good intentions, because like I know them well enough, you know. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, well, but that's what people see. That's the expectation people have, and that's why they get divorced.
I guess.
It's because they think that if there's any like issue that's appearing, and like they like are legitimately upset, that they're like, why am I even like in this relationship? Or like their sexual activity decreases, or they don't like,
I guess,
be intimate as often. They're like, what's the point of me being in this? But like, you just kind of got to accept that that's part of it a lot of the time.
Yeah, when you're old.
And there's always ups and downs in it. It's just a constant up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And the strongest relationships are built out of surviving those issues and talking about them and coming up with solutions that work for both of you.
Very true.
Having that problem-solving ability.
Yep. That's what a lot of the research said. Communication skills are just, if you're going to choose to live with someone before marriage, just have communication and make sure both of you guys are on the same page and both are, like, happy.
Yeah. That's really just how all relationships are, though.
Yeah. Well, so do you think it's okay then? Are you, like, into the idea of cohabitation? Yeah. Are you going to personally partake in it?
Yeah. I would never marry someone without moving in with them first.
Yeah, probably same, but who knows?
I would never transition to living with someone after I was married to them. That seems super weird.
Yeah, but it's doable, and a lot of people did it before.
So. Oh, yeah, they're weird and old.
Oh, my gosh, Ben. That's so.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to offend the old people.
God. They're not even that old. They're like, what? 30?
Probably like 50 or 60.
No. 30, 32. It's just recently become such a, like.
Not really, though.
More of an acceptable
Probably
thing.
Back in like the 80s and the.
Yeah,
90s
but a lot of
started.
People come from like religious backgrounds too, but. That's just them. But, yeah. So, I guess. I wonder what someone older than us would say. Or someone younger than us.
I mean, my parents moved in together before they got married. Like, way before.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Pretty young.
My parents' friends are still just dating. But they've been dating for, like, 10 years. They just never got married.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. So I guess that's what the same thing. They just... cohabitation.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't buy in. That's, like, one of the reasons a lot of people, like, choose to just cohabitate now. Like, it's just, like, a thing where, like, they don't ever get married. And it's just, like, against the, like, wedding industry, or like they don't buy into the marriage. I don't know.
I mean,
really don't remember what it's called exactly, but I know that it's like, I can't think of the word.
But if you're gonna be getting married, mm-hmm. there's some benefits. There's some like tax benefits.
I guess.
Because like if you have a household and you're like supporting multiple people, you get some tax cuts.
Yeah, but you also get that being a single parent.
Okay, but why are you a parent?
Okay. I mean, if you're a single person with no dependents, yeah, you make... it's, like, gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I see what you're saying.
There's a benefit to marriage.
Yeah. Just that.
Tax
That's
cuts.
Your only benefit to marriage is tax cuts, Ben. All right.
Yeah.
Nice to know. Okay, well... Are those your final thoughts on
I guess so, yeah.
Cohabitation.
Yeah.
As a youth.
I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Yeah, me either. I think.
Because I feel like I don't want to get married until I'm like 25.
Yeah, I don't care when I get married. Like,
whatever. And I'm probably going to be living with people before that, so. Just mid, late 20s, yeah. Preferably. Probably? Actually, I don't know.
You're probably just going to have to, like, try out a bunch of different, like, situations and see which one you're, like, I don't know. Whichever one you dig the most.
Whichever one I dig the most?
Yeah. For the rest of your life, that you think you could dig for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.